DW.
The Amador Causeway, southwest of Panama City. This spot on the edge of the Pacific Ocean marks the start of the famous Panama Canal. This strip is now home to a new spectacular landmark, the Biomuseo, a biodiversity museum dedicated to documenting Panama's unique natural history. The building is reminiscent of the colourful building blocks of a child tossed into a pile. Here's museum director Lider Sucre at the official opening.
It's a structure that is loaded with very asymmetrical shapes, very flying roofs and extraordinary colour. It represents, because it's elongated, the bridge of life that Panama is in reality and that the museum transmits as a message, and the colorfulness of Panama's own biodiversity and the myriad forms of life that exist here.
Visitors to this unique structure are asked to contemplate what this mammoth project means for the region, the continent, and indeed the whole planet, because it was at this place almost 3 million years ago that a narrow piece of land rose from the sea, becoming the isthmus that connects North and South America. ...60 million years ago, where Panama is today, there was only water. North and South America were still two separate continents. A few small islands created by volcanoes appeared first, until finally a land bridge was formed between the continents around 3 million years ago. The natural world took advantage of this new connection, an event known today as the Great American Biotic Interchange, in which Nearctic and Neotropical species migrated from North America to South America via the volcanic isthmus of Panama, and vice versa. Besides small animals, a number of megafauna also crossed the new land bridge, including giant horses, mastodons, and giant ratites, or flightless birds. Llamas, bears, and saber-toothed cats migrated to the south, while giant sloths, armadillos, and anteaters moved north. Animals moving from north to south fared much better than vice versa. The origins of approximately half of all mammals in South America can be traced to the north, while only one-fifth of all southern species flourished in North America. Those megafauna species from the most recent ice age eventually went extinct, with humans playing a major factor in that, many scientists believe. From then on, the Isthmus of Panama separated the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. But it didn't just change the course of history for the region's fauna, it also had a dramatic impact on the climate. The new barrier between the two water bodies changed ocean currents, leading to the emergence of the Gulf Stream, a warm and fast-moving current that originates in the Gulf of Mexico and transports warm water towards Europe, allowing for more temperate weather there. The Gulf Stream also led to the formation of the Arctic ice cap. As the salt and nutrient content of the Atlantic Ocean decreased, marine life in the Caribbean became smaller. Meanwhile, the Pacific experienced the opposite effect. The narrow, S-shaped isthmus of Panama undoubtedly had an enormous impact on biodiversity, migration patterns, and climate around the world. But it's also responsible for the fact that Panama is one of the most biodiverse places on Earth. Around 10,000 tropical plant species can be found in its rainforests, and there are more than twice as many tree species in the tiny country compared to the whole of North America. There are more than 250 different mammals, from jaguars to coatis to howler monkeys, as well as 1,000 orchid and 100 fern species. Biologists have documented at least 900 different types of birds and 1,500 butterfly species. Researchers are also searching for potential new medicines hidden within the abundance of flora. Museum director Lide Sucre points out how this biodiversity is valuable to humanity.
Many Panamanians have never gone to these sort of ecosystems, being so close to them. On the one hand, we have to acknowledge that Panama has managed to protect or to continue to have great expanses of wilderness and of rainforest. More than 35% of the country remains forested, and I would say that about half of that, or at least more than a third of that, remains old growth primary forest that has never been cut by man, which is a lot. We still have a spectacular natural heritage.
But Panama's precious biodiversity is also under threat. Human activities are driving what scientists have labelled Earth's sixth mass extinction event, leading to a major collapse in global fauna populations. In Panama, deforestation, the expansion of agriculture and urban areas, as well as climate change, are putting the country's species at risk of dying out. Back in the museum, around 90 small stained glass plates hang on the front wall. Titled the Gallery of Biodiversity, they've been arranged in rainbow colours transitioning gradually to black. It's supposed to convey a fascinating yet unsettling message on the state of biodiversity in Panama. Curator Mira Sachinandani explains.
Hemos llegado a la última parte, que es donde tenemos unos cuadrantes de diversos colores con diversas especies.
In this final section, you can see many plates in different colors. Each represents an animal species. New species are discovered in Panama every day. And even though we hardly know anything about them, many are already threatened with extinction. I'm especially fond of the pygmy three-toed sloth. It was only discovered on the small Caribbean island of Escudo de Veraguas in 2001, but it's already in danger of disappearing forever. It was isolated on this island, so you can only find it here. We are very proud of this sloth because it's so sweet looking.
Thanks to the exhibits, visitors to the museum can see the dramatic consequences of the separation of the oceans with their own eyes. The more visitors explore and discover the details hidden in plain sight at the Biomuseo, the better they can understand how the world changed due to a strip of land that's just 50 kilometres wide in some places. So while the museum's bright and bold architecture draws people in, it's the stories told inside that make it a one-of-a-kind place to learn about Earth's history and the importance of protecting what still remains.
DW.